Welcome to the podcast for moms who are juggling business and babies. Whether your business is brand new or you're scaling to six figures and beyond, or your babies are now toddlers or teenagers, we can relate to that mompreneur life. If you dream of building a business that allows you to work less with more income year over year, then stick around, my friend. I'm Lonnie Jackson, your host and business mindset coach, and spiller of all the secrets you need to double your income without doubling your to-do list, no matter what season of mom or business life you are in. Join us every week and let's be brilliant together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast. If you've been around here a while, you may have noticed that we have a new introduction to the podcast and an updated cover photo on the podcast. We've been around here for a little bit, and it was time to do a little upgrade, rebrand, re-strategizing, and a little pivot on the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast. And that is what this topic is going to be all about, is when do you pivot, update, rebrand, re-strategize something in your business? Since I am doing that currently in my podcast, I thought that we would talk about that and talk about also the changes that are coming to the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast. Not a ton, but just give you an update. So let's update the podcast first. The podcast is still going to be here. We're still going to be having our episodes on Wednesdays. But I have been behind the scenes, been recording some guest episodes again and having some more intention around really delivering you some value behind the scenes with some storytelling, some real life mom entrepreneurs, all of them are real life, having their story and really getting into this thought process behind, is it possible for me? And what does that look like? What are the things that come up for other mom entrepreneurs who are just like me, who are building businesses, juggling babies, and wanting big dreams for themselves? How do they do that? And really leading into the skill sets that each one of them brings. So I'm really excited for these conversations that you're going to get to listen in on. And I hope you get excited too. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast. I would love it if you would leave us a review. That will help more mom entrepreneurs find us here on iTunes. And then also share the podcast with your friends, take a screenshot and tag us so that we can share you, follow you back. That really means a lot to me. We do put a lot of effort into the podcast and I want it to reach more people. The goal is to really encourage and support mom entrepreneurs just like you. It's the whole reason why we have the Brilliant Mompreneur Society, which is our free community for mom entrepreneurs. That's not going away. But we want you to take more advantage of these things that we're creating. And so we're diving in deep and making sure that it's updated and relevant and exciting. So we made this pivot, and it's not really a huge pivot, but we updated and rebranded and re-strategized the podcast. And why did I do that? There was a reason why. And I know that some of you have been asking me, when should I think differently? When should I go with a different strategy? When should I rebrand? And that's a good question. So we're going to talk about that today's episode. Before we dive even deeper into the reasons why you should, I'm going to press a little bit on the brakes and tell you why you shouldn't first. I want you to be slow to make big pivots in your business, slow to rebrand, slow to re-strategize and update things when it comes to your business. And the reason why is not because I don't think it's a good thing, but because often we are chasing shiny objects. And when something doesn't work right away, we throw in the towel and we're like, that didn't work. Got to do something else. And I get it. It's discouraging to see things not work right away. And especially when the online social media world gives us this impression that if you do things, it's immediate. Like you're going to go viral. You're going to make $100 million in 30 days. There's some extreme things out there that are being claimed and peddled across the Instagram and Facebook and all the places. And then also we see people who are claiming this overnight success, which I'm not saying doesn't happen, but more often than not, they're just like me and many of the moms that I interview and work with. We've been doing this a while and we're just steadily stepping forward. And then one day, it's like the floodgates open because we have been preparing and laying foundations and, and laying foundations and testing things. And then suddenly, it seems like suddenly the floodgates open, but in reality is we have finally stepped into the moment where we're prepared for the floodgates. And that's what I want this episode to encourage you, is that if you're just starting, don't use this as an excuse to pivot and rebrand and re-strategize and change all the things in your business. This is for those that have been taking the action and you're like, all right, I see where I need to change my actions. And that's where the rebranding, the updating, the pivoting, the re-strategizing can all come into play. So we first need to be doing this for a good reason. So let's real quick just address a couple of things as well that I don't want you to think and believe about rebranding and updating and pivoting. Rebranding especially is not a $10,000 action. Rebranding is a 10-cent action. I have used this in my business many times, and with my clients, I use this language. When you change something or do something in your business, is this something that's going to bring you $10,000, has the potential to bring you $10,000, or is it something that is just going to maybe give you 10 cents return? Rebranding is a 10-cent action. Just telling you, it's not a make or break. You can have really not great branding. You could be just imitating all the Canva stuff and still be making a lot of money. You can also have beautiful branding with amazing, perfect pictures and studio quality and magazine quality and stand out all the things, making $0. So rebranding, especially, be careful with that. Don't let that image of, oh, I have to look perfect, lie to you to say that because you don't look perfect, you're not making money. Because you could show up very organically, very authentically, very messy, and make a lot of money. We just did an episode on showing up with messy action and how impactful that is. Don't get distracted by the rebrand. Not saying that it's not necessary or that it's not a good thing, but I'm just saying that is not going to instantly bring you a return on your investment of time. And pivoting and rebranding and re-strategizing does take extra effort. So keep this in mind. And re-strategizing, rebranding, updating, and pivoting without data. This is something to keep in mind. When you do this, the actions, when you want to update things and re-strategize, but if you don't have data, you're just chasing shiny objects. All of that is the reasons why you shouldn't rebrand, update, and pivot, re-strategize all the things in your business. So let's talk about when you should. You should consider rebranding, updating, pivoting, and re-strategizing when you have done that action and had that thing in place that you want to change, when you've had it in place in your business for 3 or more months, preferably 6 months to 12 months, because that's how long you need to have been taking action sustainably, often, and the word consistent is going to come up, but enough so that you can really track and see, is this working or not working? If you started a podcast at the beginning of the year in January and you only produced 3 months of episodes, and then you fell off the bandwagon, and then you did a couple more, but you really didn't put it out on social media, you didn't send out emails about it, you didn't put it anywhere and advertise it, and then your listeners are really low, can you really say that if this strategy and this podcast is working or not working? So you going in and doing a deep dive and rebranding all of your social media stuff and your cover, updating your intro and outro, that's really not going to make any difference, because you didn't do enough action to really know if people even wanted to listen to it. So this podcast has been around since 2021, and I've had my ups and downs with it. Consistency, not consistent. I took a full summer off in 2022 because I just needed to with my own mental health and gave myself permission to do that. And that's okay. So I didn't want to make any big changes until I was really sure that I'd been doing the actions and could go back and look at the data and say, okay, this is what people love. This is the episodes that get downloaded the most. This is what people have responded to. This is how I've been showing up. This is how I've been advertising it. And I can really go after the data because I've been doing it for many months now. So if you have something in your business and you're like, okay, I think I might need to pivot here or update things that I'm doing, you have to start out with, okay, have I been doing this long enough to really be able to evaluate the success that it is or is not in my business? So if you commit to something, commit to it and do that for more than 3 months. I know 3 months can feel like a long time, but it's a really short time when it comes to the matter of long-term business growth. 3 months is nothing. It's one quarter of the year, and it can be a big impact, but also like long-term, we want to stick around for that and see that success. So have you done this before you pivot, strategize, update all the things? Have you been doing it for a minimum of 3 months? The next question I'm going to ask you is to gather all the data of what is working and what is not working. You really need to go off of the data over drama in this case to say, is this really working or is not working? What is the data that can prove what I'm feeling about it? Because a lot of times when it comes to our business, we're emotional people, we're women, we have feelings and we bring them into our business and that's okay. But then it also can dictate whether or not we're, okay, this is working or not working. And we really need to be able to evaluate that impact off of the data, not the drama around the emotions that we're feeling when it comes to this thing that we want to update. And again, I don't want you just to say, oh, somebody's got this new strategy. They got this new thing I want to do. And it looks so fun, or it looks exciting, or it looks like that's going to be the thing that's going to be the game changer. We don't want to get distracted by that. So do a quick check-in right now to make sure that you're not just chasing the newest thing and you're really clear about why you want to make this change, because that's the next step. Is you have to have clear intentions and vision for the strategy that you're going to implement, the new strategy you're going to implement, or the pivot you're going to make. The pitfall I see my clients fall into is they know something's not working in their business. They've been doing it for a while. They're like, this isn't working. And I get it. It's not working to the point where they feel like it's returning on their investment of time or money. That's a good thing to evaluate. However, they start making changes without having a clear vision and intention of what they want it to do when they make the pivot. For example, are you just wanting more followers and listeners? Are you wanting people to take action? Are you wanting more subscribers? Are you wanting what from this thing? For example, since we're on the podcast and I'm talking about my podcast right now, when I make this pivot for my podcast and I start bringing guests on, I actually have a twofold plan for my podcast and what I want it to do. One is it for it to be a nurture and an evidence of my leadership. So you can come and listen in. You can hear me interviewing people. I'm nurturing people through these interviews. I'm nurturing them on my solo interviews. I'm educating. I'm showing my authority, leadership. So that's one way I'm going to say this is the intention for the podcast. And I want to take it to the next level. So I've been doing that already, but I want to do it even better. I want to do it at a next level for myself. The second is I want to also get more clients. So I want to fill my program, Empowered to Profit More. I want to bring in more one-on-one clients. And so I know my listeners would be a great fit for Empowered to Profit More, which is my program for mom entrepreneurs who want to build and scale a business where they're generating tons of connections, conversations, and conversions in less time with more income. And that group program is the perfect thing for most of my listeners on this podcast. However, there also are some listeners and also some of my guests who are going to be perfect for my one-on-one VIP opportunity, where we're going to be at that six-figure mark and beyond, where we're scaling to those bigger figure numbers and it's a bigger investment. So some of my guests have turned into one-on-one clients in the past, and I'm not headhunting them through there, but it also is a little bit of strategic on my end to say, hey, this would be a perfect person. They're fit into my ideal client for a guest. Having them on my podcast is an opportunity for me to get to know them even better, for us to have some greater conversations, some deeper conversations, for me to get to know their business and to develop a relationship with them. And so I'm going to be transparent with you right now. Some of the people on the podcast that I'm inviting as guests, I also would love to work with them as one-on-one clients. And I'm not afraid to say that. And not every one of them is perfect for that, but also some of them are. And I hope that some of them will become one-on-one clients and partner with me. There's also listeners for the podcast here who have been scaling, have been putting in the work, have been taking the action, and they might be listening and saying, okay, I see what she's doing here and I like her program, but I'm ready for that next level support. So there's really two offers that I'm looking to fill through this podcast. And then of course, the third intention is to nurture my audience. So those that I'm making connections with who are not ready to buy, come and listen so that you can get to know me better, get to hear my story, get to hear me interviewing, get to hear me be a leader. That is in part of the intention of this podcast. I had to sit down and be very clear about this before making the change. And that will also help dictate the pivots and intentions and strategies that I make with the podcast Next Level. And then that also will help me with measuring the next set of data that I start to collect. As I am having guests on, as I'm looking at the stats of my listeners, as I'm talking to people and interviewing them, how did you find me? What made you decide to work with me? I want to see some of that evidence be, well, I've been listening to your podcast, or I found you through this episode, or we had a guest episode together, and this is why. That is something I'm going to be looking for in the data as I make this rebrand, re-strategized, and pivot in my podcast. The next thing that we're going to be talking about is that your rebrand and pivot reflects long-term commitment to your growth. When we make quick pivots and constant pivots and rebrands without having a real intention and strategize and clear expectations behind it, and we're just flying off the seat of our pants and saying, well, this didn't work, so I'm going to try this. And this didn't work, so I'm going to try this. And this isn't working, so I'm going to rebrand this. And I'm going to update this. And I'm going to re-strategize that. And we're making fast and quick pivots constantly, we really can't predict whether or not that's going to help us in our long-term growth. So really being aware that if I'm going to make these changes, one, I have to commit to doing it for longer than 3 months again to be able to know if it worked or if it's making an impact in my business. And then also, so that we know we can commit to it, you actually want to do the thing for that long. I don't know about you, but I have chosen some strategies that I'm like, I'm going to do a reel. I'm going to do all these reels. I'm going to make reels work for me. And I'm going to do 5 a week. It's going to be so great. And I did do that. I decided I wanted to really dive into reels, which is a good thing. Reels is not a bad strategy. However, I decided I wanted to do the ones where you use the sound clips and then you pretend like you're talking or pointing to them and you're using like the trending sounds. And guys, it was so awkward for me and it didn't feel good. And I did a few of them and then I quickly burnt out. It's just not my thing. I didn't want to stick with it. It just wasn't, didn't feel good. Didn't it feel authentic? It felt really awkward. It felt janky and I just didn't want to do it. So I did do it for a couple months, a couple weeks, and my VA helped me. Thank goodness my VA helped me because I would not have done it, period, if I hadn't had her at the time. But that kind of strategy for my reels, I didn't want to really commit to long term. And also, it's not the best one I could do for myself. And doing only those trending sounds and audios also is very dependent on you staying on top of trends and sounds and audios because they have a short-term lifespan before something else is trending and is taking over that spot. So that re-strategized for my Instagram and new strategy that I was going to do in the rebranding, I didn't really want to commit to it long-term. So make sure before you do that pivot, before you rebrand, before you do all these new things, make sure you're committed to it and that you really love it and you're excited about it and you plan on sticking with it for that 3 to 6 months and longer. So those check-ins that you can do with yourself, it's really all about self-leadership. Pivoting, rebranding, re-strategizing, it starts with you self-leading and asking yourself these questions. Self-evaluation saying, is this the right time for me to do a rebrand, re-pivot, and re-strategizing? Do I have the time to do it? I've been wanting to do the podcast rebrand and re-strategizing for 6 months, to be honest. But I was also launching Empowered to Profit More, and I had to really take a hard look at my business and say, what is the most valuable thing I could do in my business right now? Rebrand my podcast and update it, or start Empowered to Profit More, which is going to generate me a ton of income and have the potential to bring me a lot more opportunities for sales, clients, and income growth and scalability long term. Even the podcast, you know, is going to bring me more opportunities, but not the way launching Empowered to Profit More was. So you have to decide what is the most important thing. What is the power play for your business right now? What is going to be the best bang for your buck, best bang for your time and your investment there? And you don't do all the things all at once. Your audience will be a little overwhelmed. So I've been launching Empowered and Profit More for the last few months. I'm feeling a lot more stable there. We've got women in the group. It's growing the way I want it to. It's at the pace I want it to be. I'm really happy with it. Happy with the program. I'm happy with the results my clients are getting. They're seeing so many fun results in there. Now is the time I can say, okay, now that summer's over and I'm feeling more confident and comfortable and secure with my programs, now I can make the pivots and updates in my podcast. And now I can give that my attention. As mom entrepreneurs, we don't have a ton of time. So don't be overhauling your whole business all at once, because that will just send you into shock and exhaustion. And we don't want to do that. So if you've been thinking about rebranding, updating, re-strategizing, pivoting, I want this episode to be a check-in for yourself to say, have I been doing it long enough? What is my intention? Have I read the data? What is the data telling me? What are my feelings telling me? Because those might be two different things. It's okay to listen to my feelings. If I'm not feeling good about it, I do need to change things. But I also need to make sure I've been looking at the data, saying, is this true or not true based off of data? And then when I do commit to this change, am I going to stick with it for 3 to 6 months to really allow myself to see those results? And again, it needs to be longer than that if I can commit to it longer. Empowered to Profit More is a long-term commitment for me. It's going to be here for a long time. So is this podcast. And it's been around for a long time. So now both of these things are long-term commitments for me for my business growth. And that's what I want it to be for you too. If you're believing that, okay, something is not working in my business, or I don't love the way it's working, or it's not bringing me results, and you feel like it's time for that pivot, rebrand, update, go through this process. And if you're stuck, you say, all right, I see I need to do this. I think I'm ready. I've been reading the data and I've been looking at everything. And I think I've been trying this for a while, but it's not working. But I don't know where to go next. I want you to tell me, because this is my jam, guys. This is my thing. This is what I love to do, is to help women when they get to that point where, all right, I know what has been working, what hasn't been working. I have a foundation and I know I want to take it to the next level. I'm ready to re-strategize. I'm ready to pivot. I'm ready to update. I'm ready to scale. But I don't know exactly where those pieces and what it looks like is. I want you to reach out to me. So I want you to DM me the word pivot. If you're ready to take that next step in your business and you're just like, all right, I know, Lonnie, I've been doing the work, I've been showing up, but I'm ready to take action. I got you, girl. I'm on your team. I want to be there for you. Let's jump on a free call and brainstorm it out and see if it's the right fit for you to get support and move forward. If you are listening, you're ready for that pivot, you're ready for that update, send me that word pivot, DM me on Facebook, on Instagram, Lonnie J. Jackson. In the Brilliant Mompreneurs Society, you can find me there and DM me there. I love Facebook DMs, love chatting in those. So reach out to me and let's talk about your pivot and update. Stick around for the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast, because we're going to be having some fun updates here. There's also one more thing I'm tossing in. It's coming out very soon. We're putting together a directory of the Brilliant Moms Who podcast from our Brilliant Mompreneurs Society. And if you have a podcast and you want to be listed on that directory, there's a link to put in your application to be listed on the show notes. Make sure you grab it there and we will get you on that list and then let you know when it's live. Can't wait to share more of these episodes with you and other podcasts done by brilliant mompreneurs just like you. You guys are amazing. Thank you for joining me and being a listener. Share this podcast with your friends. Will you do me a favor? If you have been encouraged, inspired, and just really helped, any help at all that I've offered to you through this podcast or in the Brilliant Mompreneur Society, it would be an honor for me if you would leave a review and share the podcast. So I don't ask that all the time from you guys, but this time I'm saying, jump on board with me, I would love it if you would share the love, and I would love to share the love back at you. If you have a podcast that we like to be listed on the directory, and also, of course, in our community, you're welcome to promote yourself anytime. So this is the opportunity for us to give back to each other. Stick around. There's going to be some amazing episodes and guests coming up. And thank you again for being a listener and being an amazing and brilliant mama entrepreneur. Thank you again. Much love to all of you. Thanks for joining us today. Now it's time to get out there and take action. Big or small, action is going to make an impact on your business this week. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot and share it with your friends on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me at Lonnie J. Jackson, and we'll see you next week for another episode.